Friday afternoon, we're with North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist Doug Lear talking about a plethora of outdoor problems and challenges and things to do.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's that time of year where across the Midwest, you've got a lot of upland and small game seasons that have opened up from dove season and archery deer, your grouse and your partridge seasons. Now we start kind of opening up the waterfowl hunting season. Now we had an early Canada goose season, now we opened up our resident waterfowl season last weekend. But this weekend, we started to see it across I-94. The last couple of days, we kind of refer to it lightheartedly as the Great Boat Parade, mm-hmm. where we see a lot of duck boats from Wisconsin and Minnesota, from Michigan and from Iowa that are traveling into central North Dakota, and they're going from Devil's Lake to Minot.
Happens the first week of May when all of the North Dakota, South Dakota boats are eastbound on 94 and 90.
You know, turnabout's fair play.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I like that. I had not put that in that context before, but it does give a real-time example of what this is. Because, yeah, in the springtime of the year when the Minnesota fishing opener happens, you see people, you know, traveling from, you know, from Dickinson and Pier and Huron and going all across the Midwest, heading to Minnesota for the fishing opener.
And the big Lund, the fiberglass boats with the 135
yeah.
Johnsons on there. So now it's the duck boats.
Yep. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. They're definitely not the bigger boats that you'd be seeing in the springtime of the year, but it does help a lot of people in the Midwest understand and realize that when it comes to duck and goose hunting, where, you know, we're really kind of accustomed to just, you know, kind of shrugging our shoulders just a little bit. I guess it might be like if you travel to the coast and you just go gaga over seafood. Mm-hmm. And the people there are going to have fresh seafood. You know, we get that stuff every day. Let's get ourselves a fresh steak.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the parallel, is that what the East Coast might be to shrimp and scallops and lobster and crab. That's what we are to duck and goose hunters. And Mick, you're a lot more well-traveled than I am, but that duck in the Coteau region of central North and South Dakota, as we look at it as just a, you know, another bird flying across the prairie, you put that on a plate in New York City, and that duck just escalated in what it means socially, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, to cook in duck fat, some of the finest chefs do that, and you know, duck l'orange.
Oh yeah, duck fat.
Oh my gosh, that is like more than bacon. That's like way up there. I mean, finest chefs in the world. Oh, cooking with duck fat is, and duck liver. What do they call that?
Gross?
No. Oh. There's duck livers. Again, it like French cuisine. It's just like way up there.
You're serious, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm
telling you. My granddaughter, the executive chef, she loves cooking. She loves duck. And
I wonder where you get
duck fat.
I mean, obviously you get duck fat from a duck. I'm a biologist. I can figure that much out. Yeah. But it's, yeah, that just blows me away. I can put my value on the goose down feather pillows.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it doesn't it? Again, you've got a lot more, you know, connections to the big city and the other lifestyles, but that just blows me away. I've heard that duck is highbrow fare in big cities.
Well, one of the wonders of the world is Mount Rushmore. And how many people in Rapid City just kind of take that for granted and, we'll go next year or whatever, or have never been there. So, yeah, we have the, you know, our commonplace things are treasures around the world. The things that we take for granted, like you said, the Coteau region, the hunting, the waterfowl, the deer numbers that are down, and we're frustrated about it. But, man, deer numbers, you know, you can't hunt deer in downtown New York City.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I find myself kind of, you know, as a North Dakota native and as a hunter and as a biologist, I find myself trying to give my own reality check. I mean, I realize the popularity of duck hunting. And I, you know, I've had duck and it's delicious if it's cooked the right way. The same thing with a good Canada goose, you know, is delicious as well. But I think your parallel is really, really accurate. as to, you know, Rapid City and Mount Rushmore, mm-hmm. or, you know, probably similar to folks in Pier that, you know, we got Lake Oahe, we got some great walleye fishing here, and then their friends or relatives travel there every single year to go fishing. Or same thing with, you know, pheasant hunting in Huron. If you grew up in Huron, you've always had great pheasant hunting, you know, versus somebody that may, you know, grow up in Devil's Lake going, man, you got a spot for me to go pheasant hunting in Huron. I'm on my way, you know.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, one man's trash, another man's treasure.
Yeah, and you know, and when it, you know, when it comes to duck and goose hunting, I think one of the things that maybe has changed a little bit, especially in the Midwest, is the popularity of pheasant hunting. You know, over the last 20 years, when the pheasant numbers were continuing to grow, as you saw, CRP acreages grow and grow and grow, and we had you know, a stretch. After 1997, we had a good stretch of nice, mild winters. So the combination of CRP acreage and milder winters, we saw pheasant numbers grow. And it's a matter of fact when it comes to hunting and fishing. If you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. And you saw pheasant harvests and the millions of birds in South Dakota and North Dakota. And they're still harvesting millions of birds in South Dakota, hundreds of thousands of birds in North Dakota. But as those numbers were stronger, you just started to see from the people that maybe lived here, it was like, well, duck and goose hunting, it's cold, it's wet, it's early in the morning. Maybe, yeah, pheasant hunting, that's a great option. You can go out at 9 o'clock in the morning on a nice sunny day, and you can have yourself a real good pheasant hunt. Now, I will tell you that there's maybe like, you know, a little different mindset of there's some people that love the challenge of archery deer hunting because it's a lot more involved. Mm-hmm. The scouting, the technique, and the patience that you have to have. There's some people that think the same thing about duck and goose hunting. It's like, that pheasant hunting, that's way too easy. You get some Chinese chicken that jumps out of the grass and you shoot it 5-10 yards yeah. away and then it's all good to go versus how complicated and difficult and labor intensive, you know, duck and goose hunting can be, Mick.
Well, I never, you know, not having gone duck hunting very much, I've gone, you know, just pheasant hunting once when I was in college, and that's about it. So I understand that now that you're talking about it, but I hadn't really thought about it much.
Yeah, and you know, again, when, you know, some of our generations of hunters grew up where there weren't many Canada geese around. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the generations that are 25 to, you know, 35, 40 years old, they've always had Canada geese, you know, more than what any farmer would want to have and right. more than what most wildlife managers would want to have. And they've, you know, they've always had that. So there was never that limited opportunity, you know, for hunters that grew up in the 60s and the 70s and in the 80s, where especially in much of North Dakota, our pheasant numbers were pretty scarce. Mm-hmm. You know, that we've always had good pheasant numbers. Our friends in southwestern North Dakota, south of Dickinson and Hedinger County and Mott and Regent, we've always had good, strong numbers. But for a lot of the state, we didn't have the Canada geese. We didn't have the pheasants. So it was like, you're going to go hunting. You're going to maybe, you know, do some grouse hunting in September, but it's going to come down to mallards and blue-winged teal, mm-hmm. or you're really going to be, you know, kind of left out in the cold, so to speak, in terms of hunting. So it's really, to me, it's kind of interesting to see socially how hunting has changed over the course of time. And we might, you know, in terms of interest in duck and goose hunting, we might start to see that shift a little bit because, you know, some of those next generations might say, you know, I've been shooting pheasants for 20 years. That duck and goose hunting sounds a little bit more difficult. Maybe I'll give that a try. You know, we don't have the pheasants like we used to. We've always tried to stress to people, focus on what you have. You know, deer numbers aren't as high as what they used to be. Pheasant numbers aren't. But we've still got lots of ducks. We've still got lots of geese. So rather than get frustrated with what you don't have, maybe take an opportunity to appreciate what we do have, Mick.
Yeah, for now, though, numbers are quite low, and to say never is a long, long time. But in the next number of years, we're not going to have CRP coming back the way it was. And so is there going to be an increase in interest? How does Game and Fish increase the interest in hunting?
I think sometimes it happens naturally, as you alluded to, is, you know, CRP is, you know, in for all practical purposes, this is probably more of the new normal, mm-hmm. what we have right now for CRP. So I think what you alluded to is probably going to maybe transition on its own a little bit more. When we saw the deer numbers and the gun tags shrink, we saw interest in bow hunting start to grow. It doesn't happen overnight, but it happens, you know, kind of transitionally. So, you know, when you look at that going into the weekend, I think the best thing that we can tell people to do is to get out there and enjoy, whether it's hunting, whether it's fishing, or even just the fall colors. It's a beautiful time of year, Mick.
Oh, wow, yeah. Hunt with the camera.
There you go. Yes, shoot with the camera, buddy.
Very good. All right. North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist Doug Lear, thank you.
Have a good weekend, Mick.
I'll do it. You the same.
Take care.